Eilä.
Radio E. Radio E.
Wonderland.
Ik heb Arlo Parks bij mij staan. Good evening, Arlo.
Good evening.
Hi.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so happy that you could take the time today.
Yeah, it's lovely to be here. I love Brussels.
You've been here already, right?
I have indeed, yeah. I was supporting Jordan Rakai at AB. And yeah, we got to walk around a little bit and it's really lovely. I love the energy here.
Okay, thanks. We also like your energy, of
Thank
course.
You.
You're coming back for the second time. You're playing at a sold-out Botanique tonight. Mm-hmm. Which is also a really cool venue.
Yeah.
I think that will work out real fine. How has this tour been up till now?
It's been amazing, honestly. We've only played one other show before, so this is my second ever headline show.
Oh.
Which is crazy.
And the first one was in Berlin, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That was just 2 days ago?
2 days ago, exactly, yeah. So I'm still kind of getting used to it, but it's so lovely to have everyone in the room kind of rooting for me and like coming together because of music. It's really nice. It's special.
I heard it was a real special moment. I read something about a tear.
Oh yeah, there was a little tear. Yeah, halfway through. It was great.
Is this like the moment that you've been living up to like the last couple of years?
Definitely. I feel like it's always been a dream for me to play a show where I didn't have to invite my friends to fill the room, you know? And especially to play a show in another country. Mm-hmm. And for it to be sold out is just like what dreams were made of.
That is really cool. Yeah, really, really cool. You've just put out a new song, Eugene, with a beautiful video as well, made by the brothers, like Lowell Corner, the rapper and his brother.
Yeah.
You've been on tour with Jordan Rakai, we've mentioned before. Is that like a real, is that like a tight club of musicians in London?
I feel like there are definitely different scenes. When I was making music at the beginning, I was just doing it by myself. But I guess now there are a lot of people of similar ages in London who are kind of making music at the same time. Like if I think about like Joy Crooks or I think about Celeste, like these are other people that are making music in the UK. I guess with a similar-ish sound, and it is nice to have that little family like support group to kind of bounce ideas off and bump into each other at festivals.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really nice.
What are the things that you look for support for then?
I guess it's just, well, right now a lot of things are happening and it can be quite overwhelming and to have someone to speak to that's going through exactly the same things is just really nice.
Yeah, Celeste was also part of the BBC Sound of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that changes people? Like, is that something that is difficult to manage?
I wouldn't say it's difficult to manage, but it is definitely like you do get quite a lot more attention. It feels like overnight. And some people can find that that's a pressurizing situation. But honestly, I just saw it as a positive thing. I felt validated, but I don't really focus too much on what's going on outside of my music.
Yeah. Ze vertelt net dat ze heel veel heeft aan haar vrienden in Londen. Alle andere muzikanten, onder andere dus ook Celeste, die ook deel uitmaakte van die Sound of 2020 van de BBC. Het zei ook die Arlo Parks hier bij mij. You're going to play a session for us.
Yes, I am.
Which is, as I've heard, something very special because you haven't done that a lot.
I mean, this is the first time we performed Eugene acoustically ever. So yeah, just
that
for
is
you.
Completely insane. Okay, cool. We're going to put the video online, of course.
Awesome.
Cool. Eugene, which is a song about a very ambiguous situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've understood, it's like it's a girl that is jealous of her friend. Oh no, about the boyfriend of her friend because she's in love with her.
It's not. I feel like it is. There is a level of. We're not sure whether it's platonic or romantic love. That's what I'm trying to put across. So I think it's just about. In any relationship, it can even be a group of three friends, and then when two of the friends become closer, the other one feeling left out. I think it's just supposed to be complicated and, as you say, ambiguous. People can take from it what they will.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's listen to your version, your acoustic version of Eugene. Arlo Parks.
Dream, we kissed and it was all amethyst. The under part of your eyes was violet.
cigarette between your purple lips. Yeah, we've been best buds since 13. I hold your head back when you're too late. I hold the Taco Bell and you cry over you. That's my mistake. Yeah, I kind of fell half in love and you're to blame. I guess I just forgot that we've been made since day. Yeah, I don't know what to say, but hey, hey, I know I've been a little bit off and that's my mistake. Yeah, I kind of fell half in love and you're to blame. I guess I just forgot that we've been made since then. Yeah, I don't know what to say, yeah.
Het is een heel bijzondere versie ook, want akoestisch met één gitaar, dat heeft ze nog nooit gedaan. En ze heeft eigenlijk in het algemeen nog niet heel veel van die sessies gespeeld. Het is een nummer dat gaat over een vriendin van een meisje. En dat meisje heeft een lief en die trekt er veel mee op. En ze wordt jaloers op dat lief. Of het dan gaat over echte liefde tussen de twee meisjes of gewoon over een platonische relatie. Dat houdt ze in het midden. On Facebook, you posted this little text that was like... about Eugene, which has been written on a phone. Eugene keeps starts and split fruit between his ribs, and almost an angel boy smoking loose blams, blending, worming his way into your heart. Where did that come from?
Well, essentially, that was the poem that I wrote on the bus, I think it was, that almost inspired this story, because a lot of my music comes from writing poetry. And so that was almost what started the creation of Eugene.
Okay, yeah. So does that happen a lot? Like you writing poetry on your phone?
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Oh, really?
Endlessly, okay. Yeah.
What did you write last?
I think I wrote a poem when we were driving from Berlin to Brussels. And it was just like a stream of consciousness thing. I feel like it was a lot about, you know, dreams coming true and how it feels to finally be doing what I always wanted to do since I was like a kid. Yeah.
Really cool. Mm. Yeah. The last couple of years, actually last year, mm-hmm. a lot of things changed. I was just talking to you about Cola and about to your manager about mm-hmm. Cola that we've played before. At that moment, that was really like the beginning.
Yeah.
Completely. I was also at the same festival as where you played last year mm-hmm. in Brighton. Mm-hmm. That was your first concert ever?
Yeah, that was. It was.
That's completely insane.
Mm. Honestly, it was... I came straight from school and it just, I don't know, just to have people there that were there to see me, it was just, I don't know, beyond my wildest dreams. All of these things just feel like dreams coming true, like one after another. Mm-hmm. And it was the first show that I played with the band that I have now. So that was the beginning of a lovely relationship as well.
Really cool.
So yeah, I mean, it was by the beach, good weather. It was perfect.
Okay, you really came from school at that moment.
Yeah.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. When you would look to, in exactly 1 year,
yeah.
what would you like to have achieved at that moment? An album, maybe?
Yeah, I want to have achieved an album. I want to have finished that by the end of this year. I would have maybe wanted to do another collaboration with an artist that I really respect.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, I'm playing like quite a lot of festivals this summer. I think it's like 27 or something, playing in America. And I also want to be like working on my own poetry and my own production and having those two plates spinning. So just carrying on.
Continuing.
Yeah, just keeping on working.
Really cool. Can I also tell you that you have an amazing radio voice?
Thank you. I did warn you about how magic it was.
It's extremely soft. It's like velvet.
Velvet. Like enveloping.
Stroking my ears. and also your voice singing is also incredible. We're
Thank
going
you.
To listen to one last song, which is the song that was your breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
Cola, do we have to, like, is there something that we don't know about this song yet?
Well, I recorded it. Sitting on the sofa in the living room of an Airbnb.
Okay.
Just eating pizza.
Okay, so we have to like imagine the smell
imagine
of pizza.
Imagine the smell of pizza.
What's your favorite pizza?
Pepperoni. Okay. Every day of the week.
With Cola then?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, Arlo Parks. Dit is nog eens live met Cola.
Yeah, leave me to my own devices. It's better when your Coca-Cola eyes are out of my face. Yeah, 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 I checked your phone and no surprises. She's grinning from ear to ear in purple lace. So take your orchids elsewhere. I loved you to death, but now I don't really care. Cause you're running round over there. Yeah, you're running round over there. And now I don't really care, yeah. Cause you're running round over there. You're running round over there. Yeah, I'll miss your t-shirt in the rain, the one that makes you look like Jared Way. Eating grapes in the back of the party, throwing hands cause she drank your Bacardi. I know it's kinda dumb, but I miss the way you dressed all punk, with the black and the studs and the ripped up gloves. But she loved your tough guy front. So take your orchids elsewhere, elsewhere. I loved you to death, but now I don't really care. Cause you're running round over there. Yeah, you're running round over there. And now I don't really care, yeah. Cause you're running round over there. And now I don't really care, cause you're running.
running round over there. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Cola van Arlo Parks, geschreven terwijl ze een pepperoni pizza aan het eten was in een B&B'tje. Je voelt de relaxedness. In elk geval, wat een talent. 19 jaar oud en al zo straf bij zich, zeg. Er is al een EP en er komt dus binnen het jaar ook een album aan. Ze gaat nog samenwerken met een van haar muzikale helden. En ze staat ook op een groot Belgisch festival, maar dat is nog niet aangekondigd. Dus daar kan ik verder niets over zeggen.